Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Pulling out all the stops.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Central bankers are doing their best to fix the credit crunch. Yesterday, the Fed offered $20 billion in discounted loans to commercial banks. This morning, the European Central Bank is doing its part to pump in cash. Today, there will be no limit to what the ECB is willing to lend. Asian stock markets were mixed overnight. Across Europe this morning, we're seeing some small gains. For Wall Street yesterday, the talk was of stagflation, the combination of stagnant growth and higher inflation. The Dow tumbled 172 to 13,167. The S&P was down 22. The Nasdaq dropped 61 points. Tech stocks were especially hard hit. Concern with a slower economy, businesses will be cutting back on their tech spending. Before the market opens, we'll see earnings from Goldman Sachs, thought to be the smartest firm on Wall Street. So look for some stellar numbers. But Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports this success can come with a price.
It's been a dismal year for most investment banks, except for Goldman Sachs. While competitors continued to buy up risky subprime loans, Goldman sold, and that bet continues to generate gains for the firm. It's also landed Goldman Sachs superstar status on Wall Street. Analyst Jeffrey Hart of Sandler O'Neill says that's both a blessing and a curse.
It's good to be known as the best, and I think they like to be known as the best. From the other perspective, though, people are going to watch you closer. It's hard to sneak up on markets and environments. You potentially have regulators taking a closer look at you.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is doing just that. Some lawmakers want the SEC to open a formal investigation into whether the firm unfairly influenced the market. Goldman Sachs declined to comment for the story, but many analysts defend the firm's integrity. They say Goldman's huge profits are the result of its nimbleness, not any wrongdoing. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
The hottest toy this holiday season? The Nintendo Wii. Yeah, just try getting one. Demand is so far ahead of supply, some analysts are predicting Nintendo will miss out on $1.3 billion in sales. Let's bring in Leo Lewis from the Times of London. Leo, why is Nintendo having trouble keeping up with demand?
You have an enormous number of components that go into these machines, which are drawn from a very large number of companies across East Asia. It only takes one component supplier to sort of have a small delay for the whole system to slow down somewhat.
There has been some skepticism, though, that the company has intentionally held back on the number of Wiis it's putting into the marketplace as a way to increase demand a little bit and maybe even capture a higher price. Do you think there's much to that story?
Well, here we are talking about nothing but the Wii at the moment. You know, I think that Nintendo is an expert player in generating excitement about its machines. It knows that it's not got as long a cycle as, for example, the PlayStation 3. And so there is certainly some suggestion that Nintendo may be attempting to keep the excitement high.
What is so appealing about the Wii versus Sony's PlayStation 3 or the Xbox from Microsoft?
It really has to do with the audience that the machine is appealing to. It's broadening out the types of people that would be playing video games. There are more women buying the Wii, and adults as old as 60, really. There's also an issue of price. The Wii is significantly cheaper as a machine than the competitors you mentioned.
Leo Lewis is business reporter for the Times of London. We've been speaking to him this morning from Tokyo. Leo, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
I'd love to have a recording of the conversations kids have while on Santa's lap. More and more, retailers are grooming kids to become consumers. Have some companies become too clever for their own good? This morning, a look at a gimmick from Saks. Here's commentator Susan Lin.
One holiday gift I'm not giving the preschoolers in my life is Saks Fifth Avenue's wintry picture book, Snow People. And it's not just because I balk at introducing the phrase frigid fashionistas into a four-year-old's lexicon. Snow People centers around a host of identical carrot-nosed snowmen immersed in an existential crisis about conformity. But never fear. Along with their snow wives, snow children, and deep snow pockets, they solve their identity problems through rhinoplasty, dental work, and a Fifth Avenue shopping spree. One reason for Snow People is that Saks is gunning for once and future customers. The goal? Get kids to nag their parents now while inculcating lifetime brand loyalty. Warm, fuzzy feelings about a brand that morph into adult nostalgia and plenty of spending. That's why Harley-Davidson has a line of onesies and why Hummers turn up in Happy Meals. But the book is more than a branding op. Saks' foray into authorship extends a marketing strategy embodied by the company's Club Libby Lou, day spas for little girls which specialize in tarting tots up with evening gowns, makeup, and jewelry. The company is hopping on a troubling trend, inculcating the habits of consumption in ever younger children. Popular social networking sites for 5- and 6-year-olds entice them to spend hours and hours online pretending to shop. And it's not just that best-selling toy lines like Barbie and Bratz are designed to get children to purchase more branded stuff. The toys themselves are about shopping. What else can you do with a Barbie Fashion Fever shopping boutique playset or the Bratz movie stars, that's with a Z, funky fashion makeover? We pass our values on to our children through the stories we tell and the toys we provide. So, sorry, Saks, I'm giving Snow People the cold shoulder.
Susan Lin is Associate Director of the Medical Center at Judge Baker Children's Center, instructor at psychiatry as well at Harvard Medical School. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.